from Sweetest Friends. We are continuing our previous shiur in the Din of Chalukah in Munach. We saw Yesod that a Shalish who is holding on to money is considered a Muchzak because he is a Chiyuv Hashav. He has to hold on to it and make sure it gets back into the right hands. We saw a Raya for this Yesod from the Ramban, and now we're going to see that it comes out of a Sugyan Gittin. The Sugyan Gittin says that Samach Gimel Amid Beis, that a woman said to a shliach, be makabel my get for me. And the shliach said this to the Baal, that your wife said that I should be your shliach kabbalah. And he says, holech v'tein la, go and give it to her, the get. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Fun Amar Rav, nasa shlucho. So he becomes safik shlucho shel a Baal v'shlucha, and safik shlucho shel a isha. Safik shliach kabbalah, safik shliach holecha. And therefore choletzis misafik, that if the Baal dies before the get comes into her hands and she has no sons, no children, so she has duchalitza, because maybe holech is not kischi, and the shliach is a shliach holech and a gerish in word chal, but she can't do yibum, because maybe holech is kischi, and the shliach is a shliach kabbalah, and she was misgareshes be kabbalah is a shliach, because maybe kabbalah is kischi. Because maybe holech is kischi. If holech is kischi, she wants him to be a shliach kabbalah. And the husband says holech. So it could be that holech is kischi, and he's a shliach lekabbalah, and that's it. She's divorced, and it could be she's not divorced. The name of the misafkulei the rabbi holech kischi dami or lav kischi dami. Is that to say the rabbi is besupik if holech is kischi or not? Is not kischi. For itmar, didn't we say that if you have a lover who sends to the mouth a piron chovo, and he says to the shliach holech money to ploni, shani chayev lo, give money to ploni that I owe him. Amar Rav chayev, the love is chayev. Bachur yusa, until it comes to the rishus hamalve. Vimba lachzareinu chozer, and he can't change his mind since he says holech. It's like he said tzchi, and the second the shliach gets it for the malve, the shliach is zocher for him. Smash it was pashat to Rav that holech is kischi and he had no suffix. So what's pshat, Rav? Earlier on you said Amar Rav that you're misupik, and here you're sure that holech is kischi. The answer is suffix mona lekula, hasim suffix mona lekula, hacha suffix yisur lechumra. There a love who said holech mona lemalve can't be chozer bo because suffix mona is lekula. Since the moment is biyad shliach, the mishalech can't be chozer bo. Take it away. So when it comes to mamonis, lekula, the moment's biyad shliach. We're making when we say that holich is kischi. But by iser, holich might not be kischi. So we have to go lechumra. Say holich is not kischi. Ad kan, misugis hagemara. So we see from the Gemara that misafek were machzik the malve b'mamon, because maybe holich is kischi. But we have to understand pshat in the Gemara, just pashup pshat in the Gemara. Why are we machzik the malve b'mamon? The safek is who's muchzik b'mamon. So Alat said that holich is kischi, the malve is muchzik. But on the tzad holich is lach kischi, the love is muchzik. And Adarab, since the suffix is who's muchzik b'mamon, min adin to be machzik the loiv b'mamon. The loiv is the marakama. So what does the Gemara mean when it says no, suffix mamon lekula? Why does that give it to? Why does that mean that holich is kischi? Maybe holich is not kischi. So what's the pshat in the Gemara? Just pashup pshat. So says Rabbaran that it's muchach mikan, like we said, that the shliach himself is considered muchzik b'mamon to give it to the true Bailim. And Mamele, you can't take it away from him and give it back to the love of Midin Cheskes Marakama. Because there's no Cheskes Marakama that takes away from the Muchzuk. Here, the Shalish, the Shliach, the third party, is considered a Shtarka Muchzuk. So since he's a Muchzuk, you can't take it away from him. V'hadim Machzir HaShliach HaMamon LaMalve Afal Pi Sheyesh Safek Im Zachar Bo Datati. Shliach gives the mamon to the malve, even if it's a suffix. If he was a, if he's muchzuk, the shalish, so hold on to it. hold on to it until somebody, Eliyahu HaNavi, comes and tells, hold it kischi or not. But in the meantime, how are you giving it to the shliach, to the malva? And the answer is, because since he's al yedei shehu matpis ha malva b'mammon b'toras piron chov, right, v'zeh gufu mekayim din hashav al aloiva. So it works gevaldik either way you spin it. Because if you say that holech is kischi, then he's doing his din hashava by giving the malve his money. Because it's taka the malvis, holech is kischi. He's machzir lo mamona. And if you say holich is lav kischi and the money still belongs to the love, but the shliach still has his din hashava. He still has a din hashava to give it back to the malva. So he's helping out the love by doing his din hashava. He's mekayim his din hashava, even on the tzad that holich is lav kischi, and he's giving it back to the love. He's giving it back to the malva. And even though if the din was nifsak, that holech is lav kischi, the loive could retract, and the shliach would have to give him back the money, that's because the money is b'cheskes haloive, b'yadar lachzer bo mipiron achov. But here, the moment is not b'cheskes loive, because holech is, we don't know if holech is kischi. In the meantime, it's b'cheskes ha-shaliach. He has to do medin hashava. So either way, look at it, whether holech is a schi or not, when he gives it to the malvi, he's doing his din hashava. V'oid yesh loimar. The reason the machli shliach gives it to the malve, even though the pikadon is by him, v'chayev lachzira lebailov, ki achareisha aloive meshubed lemalve v'ashliach meshubed laloive midin shomer al atzad deholich lav kischi memele meshubed ashliach lemalve midin shibudet Reb Nosson. So another way you could look at it is that the shliach gives it back to the malve, even though the pikadon is by him, and he has to give it back to the proper bailim. So why does it go dafka to the malve? Maybe it should go back to the love. No. The love is meshubah to the malve, and the shliach is meshubah to the love, midin shomer. Al atzad, that holech is lav kischi. So he's meshubah to the love, because holech is lav kischi, so meshubah to the love. So if he's meshubah to the love, and the love is meshubah to the malve, memela the shliach is meshubah to the malve, midin shibud to Reb Nosson. Then if Reuven owes Shimon money and Shimon owes Levi money, then Reuven owes Levi money. That's shibud to Reb Nosson. So mamon afshach, the shliach gives it back to the malve. If holich is kischi, so the mamon belongs to the malve. If holich is lav kischi, he gives it back to the malve, midin shibud to Reb Nosson. Ah, you're going to say to me, is shibud and rasin only a chov? Maybe it's not a din and a pikadon. Maybe if Reuven owes Shimon $100 and Shimon owes Levi $100, then Levi can come to Reuven and get his $100. But here we're talking about a pikadon. He was given this money to hold on to until he gives it to the malve. But you find even by a pikadon, there's a din of shibud to Reb Nosson above a kamadaf mem amid beis. So akopanim, those are two mahalchim in the sugya to explain why it goes back to the malve. The shaliach is machzik. It's in his chazaka, and therefore it doesn't go back to the love. There's no more marakama, because it's the gamri b'cheskes hashalish. And the reason he gives it to the malve is because either he's giving it mitam that holich is kischi, and if holich is not kischi, but it's the as part of his responsibility of hashava, he has to give it to the malve. Or midin shibud to Reb Nosson, he has to give it to the malve. The love is meshubah to the malve, and he's meshubah to the love, and mimele he's meshubah to the malve. Or holich kischi, he has to give it to the malve. Al kopanim, it's ar yisod is muchach from here. Ar yisod that we said that the shalish is considered muchzak b'mamun l'kayim din hashava l'baylim mevurarim, and you don't take it away from him to give it to the marakama, is muchach from here. V'hein ein divrei Rambam b'mulchamos, that we saw in the previous shir, that the roeh doesn't give the mesupik animal to the marakama, to the bailim, to the balabayas, but rather he holds on to it until they make their own pshara, split in half, the kohen and the balabayas. Why does he do that? Because he's a muhsuk. Third party is considered a muhsuk until he does his proper din hashava. And there's a raya that the Rambam holds like the Ramban. So, Amir Tashem, in the next shir, we are going to continue and we are going to get deep into the sugi, Amir Tashem, I hope, and see nifla'ot gedolot mitaras Hashem. Okay, shalom, shalom, sweetest, and most beloved.